Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we gather to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, the truth that Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. You're remembering. I am so happy we are gathered here as we have ended our Lenten time. We have ended the time as we contemplated Jesus' betrayal and his death. And today we celebrate his resurrection victory. I am so glad that you are with us today. Whether you're here in the sanctuary, you're joining us online, it is a joy to be together in worship. I think there are Sunday school bags back there. So if there are children here, if there will be children coming to your home today to celebrate Easter dinner and eat too much and run around, please make sure they get a Sunday school bag. It's a glimpse for them at how much it is that God truly loves them. And so we are glad that they are here and that you can bring them a Sunday school bag. We gather this morning to be in worship, so I ask you to rise as our worship begins with our Easter proclamation. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our gathering song today is Happy Day, and we sing together.
History. Death is beaten, you have rescued me.
Sing it out,
Jesus is alive.
The empty cross, the empty grave,
life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive.
He's alive.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Why do you look for the living among the dead?
He is not here, but has risen.
Remember how he told you that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners
and be crucified on the third day, rise again.
And they remembered his words
and returned from the tomb. He told all this to all the rest.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The reading is from the 10th chapter of Acts, beginning at the 34th verse. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Our gospel today comes to us from the gospel according to St. Luke in the 24th chapter. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they stood, perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the mother of James, Mary the mother of James, and other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The gospel of our Lord. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. I would love for that to happen. Happy Easter. Oh, yay. Yeah. It's Easter Sunday. It's a pretty special day, and I have a couple of things here in my box today. The first thing I have is a deck of cards. You guys have seen a deck of cards before, right? Yep, there you are, you know. And a deck of cards, there's all kinds of things in there, right? Face cards and number cards and all kinds of cards. But for me, when I'm looking at a deck of cards, and if I'm thinking about Jesus, the King of Hearts, reminds me most of Jesus, right? Because Jesus is our King, right? And Jesus is not only our King, but he wants to fill our hearts with all kinds of love from God. And so Jesus truly is the King of Hearts. There you are. You all see that. You know what those look like, right? So there we are. So Jesus is the King of Hearts. But on Thursday this week, this past week, we were at a service where we remembered that Jesus was betrayed. And then on Friday, we heard that Jesus died and buried, gone, in the ground, dead. But today, we just heard a story from the gospel that says something completely different. That says that Jesus isn't dead, but instead is alive. And the tomb is empty. And we have a Savior who now not only wants to fill our hearts but love, but who now lives in us, with us, around us. Yay! There's a word that we use. We haven't used it in church since. There it is. There it is. That's the word. The word we haven't used for a while is Alleluia. Can you say that?
Alleluia.
That's right. Alleluia. It means praise God. All right, so today we remember that Jesus, who used to be buried, is now with us. And we say, praise the Lord. All right, and so for us to have a chance to help celebrate that, right? I may have brought one last thing in my box. What? No. We buried that in here. We'll have to find that next week, maybe. No. I brought gum.
Because it's Easter.
It's Easter, right? Do you guys like juicy fruit gum?
Yeah.
You like, there we are. Okay. Well, here we are. So if we're gonna share gum, then I need to open the package, right? There we are. So have a stick of gum. You can open it.
There's no gum inside.
There's no gum inside.
It says on the
back. It does. It says the tomb is empty. It says, Alleluia. My goodness. That's kind of startling, isn't it? Imagine if you went to the graveside of somebody and were expecting them to not be there and all of a sudden the tomb was empty. That's kind of startling, isn't it? That's just what happened today. Jesus is risen. He's no longer dead and he's there for us all the time. That's the cool thing I want you to hold on to. And then really, truly, I wouldn't let you go by without actually giving you a piece of gum. All right? But you got to promise me one thing for Mr. Vogler, that this gum won't wind up on the bottom of the pew. All right? I'm not going to give him a piece of gum just because there we are. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for rising from the dead and for bringing us new life. As the tomb is empty, may our lives be filled with joy, with love, and with light. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. There you are. Have a great morning, everybody. Jesus is risen. And may the joy of that resurrection fill our lives. It is good for us to be together. After Jesus died on the cross, we heard last week at the reading of the Passion story that Joseph of Arimathea had received permission to remove the body. He wrapped it in linen, laid it in a rock-hewn tomb in which no one had ever been laid. The women who had been following Jesus from Nazareth were now following Joseph. They wanted to know where Jesus was buried so that they could treat his body properly and with reverence. Once they knew where Jesus was laid, they returned to where they were staying to prepare the spices and the ointments meant for a burial. And then they waited, as the entire world waited, for Sabbath to be over. Sabbath ended, and at dawn on that Sunday, these women, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and some other women, they were ready. The moment that they could, they made their way to the tomb. They went with heavy hearts and with a sense of purpose. Now, perhaps the world had seen an end to Jesus, with Jews and Romans conspiring together to crucify him. But these women knew Jesus. They loved who he was. They had heard him teach. They had seen him heal the ill. They'd seen him let the cripple walk. They had watched as unloved and untouchable people were all welcomed into Jesus' presence. They cared about him, and they were heading to the place where he was buried to care for him now. They were going to grieve. They were filled with sadness and a profound sense of loss. They had the ointments and the spices. They knew the procedures, and they wanted it all done right and correct. Jesus deserved no less. Now, they had no idea how they were going to get the stone out from in front of the tomb, but they would figure something out and get that done in the end. And as they were coming, that's when Easter took over and changed everything. You see, we are gathered here today to celebrate not the death of Jesus. We're not celebrating or remembering a really great guy who did some wonderful things. We are gathered to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. We are here to celebrate the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. This will happen throughout the sermon. It's just a way to make sure you're all paying attention, all right? But this is Easter for us. And this is what the day was going to become for these women, and through them, all the rest of the world. Because when they arrived at the cemetery, they discovered that the stone was rolled away. One less thing to worry about, right? When they went into the tomb to begin to care for the body, there was no body. This startled them. It confused them. It frightened them. Jesus was dead, and only someone up to no good would take a body. So they stood there perplexed until the angels came with the Easter news. Startled by the dazzling appearance and sudden, being there, the women bowed their faces to the ground while the angels were asking, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" The women's faces shot up. The living? What are they talking about? Jesus is dead. They saw him die. It might have been from a distance, but he was dead. They followed the man who had wrapped the body and buried him. Jesus is dead. So what are these talking about? And then the angels told them what they were talking about. "Remember how he told you," they said. "Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again. He is not here, but is risen." This is what those angels were talking about. This is now what fills these women with joy, the truth that Jesus is risen. Getting better. Now, at the suggestion of the angels, these women begin to remember the things that Jesus had taught them. Yes, they had remembered the lessons about love for neighbor, about caring for outcasts. But Jesus had told them that he was going to Jerusalem for a reason, that he was going to go and be betrayed and handed over, suffer and die there. These women remembered. And they also remembered not wanting to think about all of that dark stuff Jesus was talking about. Then they got swept up along with the other disciples in that entry into Jerusalem, into all of the teaching and that final meal. They didn't want to think about suffering and death. And so while it was happening, they ran just like everybody else. What they had forgotten was the promise to rise again. And so they stood there wondering, were we the first witnesses to this amazing promise fulfilled? They must be. And so they must share that good news. They had to go. And that's what they did. They went back and they told the 11 and they told all of the rest with them all of the amazing things that they had seen. Stones rolled away, angelic visitors, and most important, an empty tomb. Jesus is risen. They told them all, and they were not believed. The ones they told thought it was an idle tale. I want to remind you all that in Jesus' day, there were two groups of people who were not allowed to testify in court simply by being what they were. The groups were shepherds and women. Sorry, ladies, it's not my rule. It was theirs back then, all right? Because they were all thought to either be shifty and unscrupulous or flighty and giddy, and all were untrustworthy. But if you remember, the angels came to shepherds at Jesus' birth, and they spoke to women at the resurrection. God doesn't care whom he entrusts the truth with, because the truth is powerful enough on its own. And so these women told that story, and they told it, and they told it, and they told it, and finally, Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He looked in and left amazed. The women reminded the others, like the angels had reminded them, that Jesus told us that this would happen. This is a day of triumph and joy. And because of these women's persistence, because of Jesus' love for us all, and because of God's glorious will that we be redeemed, we are here today to celebrate. We are here to sing and shout and pray, to add our voices to those of Christians across time and space in jubilation over the fact that Jesus is risen. We are here as sinners who know our responsibility for Jesus' death. We are here as lost ones, unlovable and untouchable, who know the gentle touch of Jesus in our lives, the touch of forgiveness, life, and salvation. We are here as God's children and as followers of Jesus, who, like the women before us, know that we too must share this good news. We must tell it, live it, share the powerful truth of Jesus' resurrection, the truth of God's love for all. And so, like the women today, may we remember all the things that Jesus taught us: to love one another, even the unlovable ones, to care for the lost, to lift up the lowly, to shine with the light of God. May we remember the depth of love Jesus showed us in his suffering and his death, and the triumphant promise of his resurrection. May our lives reflect the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. This is our call this day and always. We come today to celebrate. But it is my prayer that this celebration will fuel our passion to share the good news in words or deeds with all the people that we can, so that the truth of God's love will flow to all the world. May the joy and peace of God's love flow through us, so that the truth of this day may ring out to all the world. Jesus is risen. Amen. Please rise as we join together in prayer. In joy and praise, we join in prayer to our loving Heavenly Father, to his gracious Holy Spirit, and to our triumphant and risen Lord Jesus. Jesus is risen. Rejoice, heavenly choirs of angels. Rejoice, all saints around God's throne. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen. Sound the trumpet of salvation. Rejoice, O earth, in shining splendor, radiant in the brightness of your King. Christ has conquered. Glory fills you. Darkness vanishes forever. This day is when Christ broke the chains of death and rose triumphant from the grave. Lord Jesus Christ, who on this day did conquer death and rise from the dead, and you who are alive forevermore, help us never forget that your risen presence is forever with us. Help us to remember that you are with us in every time of perplexity to guide and to direct, that you are with us in every time of sorrow to comfort and console, that you are with us in every time of temptation to strengthen and to inspire, that you are with us in every time of loneliness to cheer and befriend, that you are with us even in death to bring us to the glory of your side. Make us to be certain that there is nothing in time or eternity which can separate us from you, so that in your presence we may meet life with gallantry and death without fear. Lord of life, we pray for all who bring your word of life as a light to those in darkness, for those who bring your word of peace to those enslaved by fear, for those who bring your word of love to those in need of comfort. Lord of love and Lord of peace, Lord of resurrection life, be known through our lives of love and service. Lord Jesus, may your resurrection reach into the lives of those who are lonely or afraid, who are sick or recovering, who are without hope or singing your praises. We lift before you these we know who need your resurrected presence. We pray for Jack, Sharon, Brenda, Darlene, Gary, Reese, Stan, and Carol. Lord of all, we pray for the people of the Ukraine caught up in the turmoil of violence and warfare. Protect, comfort, and support those working to restore peace and care for those in need. Turn hearts from fear, hatred, and violence to love, compassion, and reconciliation. Open lines of communication and provide care and relief to those who are wounded, that they may know healing, peace, and hope. How blessed is this day when earth and heaven are joined and humankind is reconciled to God. O God, may the resurrection light of Jesus shine, and may Christ, our morning star, find his love for all ever burning in our hearts. We pray in the name of him who gives his light to all creation, who is risen from the dead, and who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are sent in love and service. And so together we begin our closing dialogue. Lord God, you love the world so much that you gave your one and only Son that we might be called your children too. Lord, help us to live in the gladness and grace of Easter Sunday every day. Let us have eyes that look upon your grace and rejoice in our salvation.
Help us to walk in that mighty grace and tell your good news to all the world.
God of mercy, we no longer look for Christ among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As you go out into the world this week, be Easter people. Be those who say, why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here, he is risen. Be ready to be surprised with what God will do next. Look for the risen Christ in those you meet. Let the Holy Spirit nudge and guide you. The tomb is empty because Jesus is out in the world, and now we must go out into the world too. May the joy and wonder of that first Easter morning live in your hearts today and every day. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with all favor and give you peace. In the glorious name of the Father, the risen Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the most gracious Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing song for this morning is New Day, and we sing together. Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
That's what we do.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Grace has turned.